Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And we say good evening to the remnant. Thanks for tuning in to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening. Greetings from Central Missouri. I'm at Brother Leon's house.
All right. Well, good evening, Brother Leon, and good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings to everyone from Oklahoma.
Amen. And Ralph, if I could just take just a second, I just wanted to remind everybody, you normally do. I'll step in and do it because I just used it yesterday. I went out to Oklahoma City. It's been, a year and a half or so ago, and thoroughly enjoyed it. It's a wealth of information, and it is a great learning. It certainly is, and it's if you don't think you need a Jesus overhaul, well, you probably do. And it's good to get one. But at the website, Deliverance Ministries has upgraded their website, and I would encourage you folks to go there. There is a wealth of information there. If you're just not sure of just what this is, or it's all there. And you can print off, I did, commands to use on the enemy, door-closing prayers, deliverance prayers, prayer for spiritual warfare, just on and on and on. Basic ministry process. So if you wonder what they do there, they let you know. It's just there at the website. It is a wealth of information. It is more good, godly, scriptural, Jesus Christ honoring tools for the remnant. And so I would encourage your remnant, if you're tuning in, you can go to the website, D-E-L-M-I-N, I believe it's .org. Is that correct? Delmin.org. And or you can type Deliverance Ministries, and it'll take you there. And so glad that resource is there. And so I just wanted to put that out. I printed quite a bit out. It's great for review and using it these past few days. And so Pastor Cox and Deliverance Ministries, thank you again for making that available. Let your crew there know as well. It looks great.
Well, thank you, Brother Richard. Appreciate that.
Well,
Ralph,
I heard you bounce off and bounce back in, and we're solid here. Maybe you could borrow Brother Leon's phone. He usually does pretty good out there, but we're booming it out solid here. I know you've got a couple callers.
If it disconnects to me, we'll do that.
Okay.
So let's just take this right now to the Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Lord, we come to you thanking you for the gifts that you've given us as far as cell phones and the satellites and shortwave and the computer system and the Internet, so we can all gather together. So right now, we forbid the enemy from working any way against this broadcast or any one of our phones. We command the, in the name of Jesus, we command him to stop. If this is of Satan, we command you right now to stop.
Yeah.
Lord, we ask you to send your tech angels in there, and we call them down right now on assignment to help get this message to go through as it goes out. Because, Lord, we don't come to this show to lift ourselves up. We don't come to this show to lift others up. We come to it for one reason only, to lift up and glorify you, Jesus, because it's through your work, your blood atoning sacrifice on the cross, and everything we do.
It sounds like he was fading there again, Richard.
I think you might have. I know there's, you know, it this between the cell towers and everything, it literally goes all over the country. So I'll shoot him a text. I know sometimes he can still get them, and I'm sure where he's at, he can probably, there he comes again, I hope. But maybe he can pick him up a landline. Well, Pastor Cox, I'll fill in for him. How did Monday night go? I saw an email that looked like it went well, but will you share with us how that went?
Well, it always goes well. The funny thing was we only had 4 cases for ministry, and we had 16 ministers there. Maybe we're getting Oklahoma cleaned out, do you suppose?
Could be. Could be.
That's a joke, of course.
Sure.
I don't know why we had so few. We normally average about a dozen or so, 15. But that was the way it worked out Monday night. But I did one of the cases, and a couple of ministers set in, and I was glad this lady was in with me, because the woman I wound up ministering to was from Kenya, and she had, it was a strong accent to me, and it just was really hard to understand her. But the lady sitting in with me seemed to understand her pretty well, so that was a blessing. So
yes.
Between the two of us, we worked through the steps, and we seemed to get her a pretty good Jesus overhaul. She had her short leg even adjust out and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. So I haven't had a chance to call her yet, but I'll be following up as I always do to see how they're doing.
Amen. Amen.
So that was our Monday night, and you know, we had such a great time over with the teams. I get the teaching this time over once a month. I go over on the team side, the trainee side, and teach, and we just had a great time over there. The fellowship among the teams is always awesome, and the anointing, and we went through the steps that we have in our ministry report, our checklist, and had some new people setting in. So we went through that, and a lot of questions and discussion. It was really an awesome evening. Nothing like an evening with spirit-filled Christians. Amen?
Amen. Amen to that. We do, you know, Brother John does a Wednesday morning prayer breakfast with some men down in Colorado. Not affiliated with the church, just some not with our church, but just different men from different churches, and they get together to praise Jesus and pray and study the Bible. And I do that here in Laramie. Some men from 3 or 4 different churches, and we get together on Wednesday morning and do that. And it is refreshing. I would encourage you, Remnant, if you're not doing that, I would encourage you to do it. Because fellowship with Christians, there's so much negativity in the world, we don't even realize it. But we do need as Christians, as part of our Christian walk, to fellowship with like-minded believers, and to not only to be encouraged, but just by being there and praising God, but that's encouraging to others. It truly is. So, Ralph, did we get you back this time?
I'm back. Hopefully, I'll be on.
Awesome.
Okay.
If it cuts out again, then I'll just listen for the rest of the evening. Okay.
All right. Well, I know you guys have got a couple callers, and as soon as they come in, I'll sure let you know, brothers.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Well, Pastor, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, and we were talking while you were off the line about the fellowship, Christian fellowship, and
yes,
that's one of the keys.
I can hear.
Okay.
That is.
Well, that's one of the keys for staying free.
That is one of the keys to staying free. Because what will happen is attitudes are contagious. And a bad attitude will almost always override a good attitude. That's why it's real important to have good fellowship, not to be around negative people, but to be around positive people that are into the Lord and into godly things. And that is a very, very important thing. The old adage is true, the one bad apple will spoil the whole bunch. And that happens a lot because spirits are very, very contagious, and when you get around people that just have the wrong spirit, before you know it, you start acting a lot like them.
When I go through the steps for staying free on Monday night with the people that have come, I'm always pointing out about the Christian fellowship need, and the idea being, of course, especially if someone's in the drugs or other addiction, it's time to change your fellowship. It's time to change your groups and find a Christian group that you're comfortable in. Oklahoma's blessed with so many great churches and Bible-teaching churches, and always say it's just a matter of visiting around, finding a church you're comfortable in, and your age group, etc. But plug in. And that's one of the steps.
Yeah, yes, it is. And that is so important. Even in the worldly, the worldly programs such as the AA and all those other, the Alcoholics Anonymous, the Drug Anonymous, they tell you those things, that you have to get away from people that behave that way or you'll never stay free. And that's just the principle of God that they're using in their program. I think their program would be more effective if they concentrated on Jesus and not just a higher power. But it's just very, very important to be around good, godly fellowship.
Even my parents, Ralph, I remember them saying, you'll tend to become like who you run with. So it's important to have good, godly friends to fellowship and run with, and you tend to become like them as a result. So, that's even the non-Christian world really knows that.
Okay. Pastor, we have our first caller. We have Danny coming on. And we should have Brad joining us here in just a minute. So, Danny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me? This evening.
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you just fine. We can hear you just fine. Thank you for joining us this evening. I'm Ralph here in Missouri, this is Pastor Cox in Oklahoma. So thank you for coming on. Danny, we're going to have Brad come on and kind of give us an update on kind of your guys' background, but I guess you could do that, how you guys met, and just go ahead and, as you feel comfortable and the Spirit leads you, just talk about your experience of deliverance working with Brad, and just feel free to let the Spirit just give you the testimony that you want to give this evening.
All right, sounds good. Brad and I, we met 2 years ago on a construction job up here in Fairbanks, Alaska, and our first conversation, we started off talking about Freemasonry. We had a boss who was an open Freemason, and we both hate that sort of thing. Although, most Masons don't have any idea that they are an outer ring protecting an inner ring of elites, being Zionism, but most of them think they're all doing a good thing. But most ignorance is no excuse. But anyway, Brad and I, we agreed on a lot of things, and we got along pretty good. He's a brave soul, Brad. He'd get around on the construction job, you know, and these people are pretty rough and tough. He'd get out there and talk to people about Jesus, and he was willing to heal people. He healed a few people on that job, including myself. And so anyways, we got along pretty good, and Brad had a wealth of information for me about the Bible and Jesus, and he helped me to realize that it wasn't too late for me to be saved. And I had an addiction. It was pretty horrible. I prayed to God that I can quit 1,000 times over a 14-year period. But I always fell right back in to my addiction. But Brad told me he was able to heal in the name of Jesus. And so about a week later, I came into work, and I had a pain in my stomach. I thought it might be my appendix might be about to burst or something. And so I asked Brad if he could heal me, and he did. It was amazing. And so,
praise God.
Well, guys, we do have Brad, too. Let me bring Brad on as well. Hey, good evening, Brad.
Here I am. Just listening. That Brad sounds like
all
a good
right.
guy.
Thanks. Yeah, hi, Brad.
Howdy, man.
You know, Danny, Danny, I want you to say something there real quick. Is your testimony is so common, and I know that pastors heard it a lot, is a lot of people be struggling, and we're talking people that are Christians with some sort of addiction.
Yeah.
They'll pray over and over, I won't do it again, and yet that problem still happens. And so it's just fantastic to find out there is freedom in Jesus when we get with that right person who understands, like you did with Brad, and can help you, guide you, and then walk in that authority to overcome the addiction.
Right. Yeah, we have so many similarities. You know, it seems that that's the kind of, you know, the people that are like me, that's who God sends me. So, you know, I can see the value in that, you know, somebody that's been where you've been and knows how to help you. So.
Yeah, I wasn't too interested in telling Brad about my addiction. I didn't really, I didn't want to share that with anybody on the job, but I ended up getting the courage, and I trusted Brad enough that I asked him if he wanted to try to heal me from it. And so he brought me in a book called Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. And about a week later, he came to my house when my wife and two kids were out of town, and we went through the process of removing the evil spirits and demons. And it was a pretty strange experience that I almost went into a trance-like state when it happened. But
when we brought the head demon up?
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember Brad calling on the warrior angels to cut off the arms of one of the demons, and I told Brad just have him slice him up because I was scared.
Yeah.
I felt like I hit him some more. Yeah. And shortly after that, I came out of it and I felt pretty good. And since then, I've had the power and control over my own body. And I've been able to win these battles. You know, there's a 14-year war with a lot of lost battles, and now the victories are mine.
Praise the Lord.
The war rages on, And but yeah, the victories are mine.
Yep. If you turn around and help the next guy, and you turned around and helped your daughter, did you? Didn't you?
Yeah. When she came home, we sat down and we prayed and I prayed over her and asked if there was any demons over her that they leave, and she immediately after it, she felt good and she wanted to pray some more.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Like Ralph says, that book, you know, it should be called Casting Out Demons for Dummies. It's so easy once you understand the authority that you have in Jesus' name. When Brother Howard first ministered to me, he just read the whole thing. He knew he had the authority to do it, and he just read the prayers, and he didn't really have to, you know, it was just all in the book. Read, as long as you have the authority and you can read, you can cast out demons.
Amen.
Amen. And that's true. You know, Richard had mentioned about going to the website, and it is I've always had a philosophy, work smarter, not harder. And if someone's already figured out a system, it's best to just kind of follow that system and then allow, as you're doing that system, then allow the Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you. But that's the great thing about this is we've got, if you start figuring out all the men that help out there in Oklahoma City, you're probably talking several hundred years, literally 700 years worth of experience between just Everett, Jack, and Jim. You've got to have at least over a century's worth of experience right there put together. So why don't you just, it's just so easy to follow in the footsteps of someone who's got a proven system and go with it. And that's what's so great about Everett's, Pastor Cox's book. That's so great about the website is it is there for you. So someone, can just go to and just go through it, because as you speak these prayers and you speak the word, it performs itself, and you'll start building confidence as you start getting a few under your belt. And that's one of the reasons why Brad came on this evening, is Brad is part of our Alaska Special Forces group up there in Alaska, and they've been performing, every time we turn around, performing a deliverance here and there, so every time we get some sort of testimony for them. And I'll tell you, when he gave the testimony of a friend, Danny, you almost want to cry when you hear someone gets over an addiction, a 14, 15-year-old addiction, and just give praise to the Lord. So that's why I wanted to come on and get Brad to kind of give an update on things, and I won't take away time from y'all. But, Brad, if there's anything that you remember that night that maybe Danny doesn't, to kind of talk about it. But this is just to let you know, here's somebody who learned it and took off with it. And that's just to encourage others out there.
Yeah, very good.
Thank
you,
Brad. I appreciate it.
Yep. Yeah, so his head demon came up, and that was pretty rattling. That's the only one so far that I've ever seen, and it was pretty hair-raising, you know. Danny started kind of locking up, his fists were clenched, and he was shaking a bit and just kind of breathing real hard, and so I started interrogating him as much as I could, you know, but I didn't have the presence of mind to have a fluid conversation, you know. I was asking him about, you know, if he could see the angels and how many there were, and you know that they're going to harm you if you lie to me and this and that. And I asked him what his name was, and he said Satan or Lucifer. I think Lucifer. And I don't exactly know what happened, but he got away from us, and well, it ended up working out anyways. We just went through the hit list and got the whole shebang done. And,
praise God.
You know, they were just, yeah. One way or the other, right?
And, Brad, a lot of times demons will, I was going to say, demons will say their name is Satan or Lucifer. They're just a demon calling themselves that. You can bet Satan isn't focused on any one person. He's got bigger things going on.
Yeah.
I figure, Everett, they do it to try to scare you. because I ran across a head demon case, and they told me they were Lucifer, and I knew that I was not talking to the devil himself, that I was talking to a demon, and I wasn't. It didn't scare me at all, and I discerned that it was there just to try to scare me. So, and I'm sure you've come across that too, Everett, many times.
Yes. Yeah, they'll still have another name if you can drill them and get it out of them.
But some of them. Sure, you had told me later to ask them what their function was.
Well, in the case that I was dealing with, their function was to destroy a spirit. In fact, went back before Lucifer. So, and
the most common head demon.
Sorry, tormentor. Yes, I think it was tormentor, not destroyer. Tormentor, and you know, the great thing is our bigger brother is the bigger brother. Our dad's bigger than their
right.
dad. And he gave us all the power and authority. We can literally say, my dad can beat your dad up because he accomplished it, beat him at the cross.
Yes. Amen.
It's already done.
It is.
Yeah. So it's been pretty neat. I've been, spreading the word around work about going on the radio, you know, to get people to listen. And I ran into another feller at work that's pretty interested now, you know. And so, God willing, we got that one coming up pretty quick. Another deliverance.
Fantastic.
Praise God.
Well, he's kind of interested in the things that I say. You know, he said, why do you do this? You know, he was asking me today. And I said, well, you know, I'm supposed to. We're not supposed to just go, you know, sit in the pews. We're supposed to get out there and do those things, heal the sick and cast out demons. And he turned around and walked out. I never met nobody like you, he says.
I've heard that before, Brad, myself.
Yeah.
How many are doing it? Yeah.
Right. Not enough.
Now, Danny, how long has it been since the deliverance?
A little bit over a year, about a year and 3 months.
Okay.
And I listen to a lot of Pastor Pete Peters.
Well, great, fantastic, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
That man is anointed. You can learn a lot from listening to him. What are some of the changes you've really seen in your life?
Well, I can wear a short sleeve shirt now. That's a huge thing. I'm not in so much pain anymore. And, I just feel totally free. You know, that was something that every time I did it, I immediately regretted it. And it was every day. And so, I've seen a lot of changes. I get along with my wife real good now. She's also been clean for a while, gotten rid of some addictions after Brad did a healing on her. We're living good now. I mean, nothing's perfect, of course, but life is a lot better.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. And you know, when you get what we call the Jesus overhaul, it almost always is testimony that's common. Marriages improve because these spirits come to kill, steal, and destroy. And part of that destroying is the last thing they want is God's institution of marriage here on this earth, because the family unit is so powerful in God's kingdom.
Right.
Yes.
Do you think you might be joining Brad soon with his work and Howard's work there?
Yeah, I try as much as I can when I'm not working to get with those guys. But, the three of us meet and we get together, we pray. You know, we've gone out and anointed some places, you know, the colleges and schools. And, you know, so we do what we can when there's no deliverances.
Awesome.
Well, the word will get around Fairbanks there, obviously. There's plenty of hurting people that are looking for answers.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know where to go. So
the guy chopped his mom's head off last winter, so there's plenty of demons out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that's a sure sign.
You know, we had that the Masonic temple, the roof caved in on that, and we just kind of took that as a sign as it's about ready to happen.
Yeah, I saw that picture.
On. Yeah.
Praise God.
That was a good day in Fairbanks.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you've got your start going, so as you keep doing it, word of mouth will spread it a lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I should probably try to reach out more often, but the guys at work are pretty rough. Don't want to hear nothing like that. Want to hear about Budweiser.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Understand. But you take the population there, there's plenty of hurting people that just do not know where to go. And so maybe there's some way you could even advertise up there, run something in the paper or, to kind of get the word out.
Yep. That's a good idea. One thing I was thinking about doing was making up pamphlets. And we have a church down the street, their Judeo-Christian church. They have Israeli flags flying next to American flags. And I was thinking while their church is in service, put the pamphlets under their windshield, maybe get the word out to some of these people what's really going on.
Yeah. It's sad that most churches don't focus on it themselves, but that's why it's up to us Christians all around that learn about this. Just to, we don't work with churches much ourselves. We do as much as we can, but we just find there's plenty of people that need the help. You know, we've done our Monday night meetings 34 years now, and they're out there looking for help.
Yeah.
Lord will send it to you if you just go about the Father's business and do what the Father has commanded you to do. He'll send them to you. And if you just listen to people long enough, it doesn't take long before you'll start hearing their problems. And that'll often give you an opportunity to say, well, you know, that could be a spirit. And if it is a spirit, you know, Christians were commanded to cast them out, and then you can go from there. And I have found for the most part that most people are fairly open to it, and it just seems to be making sense with most people I talk with.
Today, I think they're more open than they were a decade or two or three ago, because the media today, the television, all the cables, there's often discussions and about this kind of thing, that there are evil spirits out there. And people, I think, well, overall, from what I've seen in my 40 years of doing it now, that it's better today. I mean, it's more knowledgeable and more acceptable than it was.
Yeah, well, it does that we're coming across more and more articles that are getting shared between the body. I know sometimes I'll send some to you, to get some from Brad or Howard or other brothers in Christ about the need, even in the need in Europe, and talk about the need for more Catholic priests to do exorcisms. And, the article that came out about Melania Trump having the White House cleansed. And that was huge when we heard that.
Because, yeah, it was cool.
It was cool because we just didn't have, we had a flat-out Muslim in our office for 8 years in that White House. And then before that, basically had a couple of Satan worshipers with the Clintons.
Yeah. Voodoo
and
witchcraft.
So there's no telling. Yep, voodoo witchcraft. There is no telling what was performed, practiced, left, done there. And that is just an absolute fantastic testimony when I read that. I mean, it just is like, thank you, Lord. The word's getting out there. The word's getting out there.
Yeah.
We're all familiar with what voodoo items will do in a person's house. Well, what would voodoo items do in the White House? It sure wouldn't be good for any of us. So it was wonderful seeing that clean out. Praise God.
Praise God.
Yeah, so we seem to be kind of in an in-between period here. It's a little slow, but, you know, when Brother John was talking last Sunday and he said that there's a time in between when you know you're sent and or when you know you're called and when you're actually sent. You know, there's a training period in there, and it's a often grueling time. And, I think that's where we're at right now.
Yes. Yeah, and it'll just keep expanding. And, you know, I've got so many times after a deliverance, I would think, oh, I should have done this, should have done that. And yet the reports come back of how they really did get their life turned around. So
yeah.
You don't have to be perfect in doing all this. You know, if you just sat there and kept saying the name of Jesus, things would probably happen. Amen.
Boy, and it's pretty rewarding to see a guy turn around like that, 14 years of addiction, and, you know,
oh.
A couple hours out of my life, I went and helped him, and you know, he's got a wife and a couple children to take care of, and, you know, pretty awesome.
How fulfilling was that to you, Brad?
You're right. That's very good stuff
yeah, you can't help but feel fulfilled.
I ain't nobody special, you know, didn't come from nothing special, and it's pretty awesome that the Lord will use me like that.
Praise God. Well, he'll use all Christians if they just get enough boot camp on it and go do
yeah.
it. Where everybody, all Christians are licensed to do it from the cross and from the Bible. So it's just a matter of getting learning about it, you know, and go out there.
Yep.
The world is needy.
We're like a dead lot spy. We're licensed to kill against these demons and go. I mean, just attack them, destroy. I had a brother. Okay. My brother just sent me a text that was reminded him of this here with Brad and Danny. It's James 5:20. Let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. And that's, Brad, that's what you did with your brother, Danny, there. You listened, you talked to him, you helped him, and you turned him from that. And you saved his soul. You saved him in the here and now and saved him in the here and after. And that's, I'm going to pat you on the back here and say good job, because that
yeah.
is what we're commissioned to do, is to go out. And we're to be doers of the word. And, you know, when someone asks you that, why do you do that? Well, I'm to be about my Father's business. And we're not to take our lamp and put it underneath, put the lamp up so it can be a beacon for others to see. And I really encourage what you guys are doing up there in Fairbanks, because it's just awesome to see two members of the body, Scripture America, taking this and applying it and doing it. And good job. Definitely good job.
Next thing you'll know, Danny will be doing it.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
well, yeah.
And we'll,
he's right in there with us,
Danny,
so I'm sure he'll be on the next deliverance.
We're going to start targeting you with our prayers, Danny, before you know it.
Uh-oh. Now you're done.
You might see a lot of people coming your way. You might see a lot of people coming your way. So. Danny, is there anything else that you want to talk about?
No, I appreciate everything you guys have done, and
still there,
I appreciate
Danny, still
your
there?
Prayers. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Danny.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can.
I appreciate everything you guys have done, and thank you, Brad, very much. And
of course.
I appreciate your prayers, of course. And hopefully, yeah, we'll be getting on it. As far as other things to talk about, yeah, I mean, as a nation, I think my story kind of resembles what we are as a nation. We're kind of a sick nation right now, and
we have enemies out there, and they're wanting to turn us, you know, have our borders taken down and have us all be a mixed races. And but I think together we can, you know, combat these tyrannical governments and have a final victory.
Amen. Amen. That's a lot of the way it is. The whole country is a very good analogy there. Ralph, are you back?
I'm back. I guess it's just not my night to stay on. That's all right. That's just the way it goes sometimes. Just don't have a good signal, and downside always using a cell phone. But did I miss anything good?
Yeah, Danny's been telling more of what's going on up there. And Danny, what else would you say to the listeners before we wind up with you to encourage them about this kind of ministry?
Well, anything's possible in the name of Jesus. I didn't think or believe that I would ever be able to change. It was getting to the point that I was giving up. I'd tell myself, you know, every day I'm gonna try to quit, and then I would tell myself, well, that ain't even possible. We've already gone through this, you know. And so, yeah, there definitely is a spiritual world out there, and we have to definitely let Jesus do his work and do our work for Jesus.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Thanks, brother. Fun too.
Oh, it is. I'm you know, people say, why do you do this? Well, I say I'm selfishly driven because I'm on such a high when I finish doing the ministry session, you know, and that high will last 2 or 3 days. And then I need another ministry session.
Yeah,
stay
sort of
on
a junkie,
the
yeah.
Yeah. It drives us on. And then, of course, to hear the testimonies, that's so fulfilling. You know, I did a local radio show here in Oklahoma City for 22 years on local stations. And that, of course, stirred the ministry pretty well. And people driving around in their cars, they would hear it, and I had people tell me, well, they really thought it was weird what they first heard, but if they'd hear it another time or two and hear another testimony or two or three, it starts sinking in. Well, surely all those people aren't lying, and besides the problem they had and they got free of, I've got that problem. You don't suppose I might get free? That really stirred it. And so I started doing that when I started the ministry in 84, and I did it for 22 years. So that really did stir the pot. But word of mouth is a big part of it, and certainly the more you do up there, the more the word will get around, because people aren't getting free. You know, they're going to doctors, they're getting on drugs, you know, medications,
right.
I mean. And it's not bringing relief. And so when
right.
it's the Jesus way is the easy way every time.
Yep.
And generally a lot cheaper than going to a doctor.
Amen.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
One thing
so
I've found really, really awesome too is how everyone is different. Every deliverance is different. Different things manifest. Demon, you know, Danny's demon, it started talking. A lady that we were ministering to, Howard and I, she broke out in a rash on the side of her neck, grew up the side of her face, and it was pretty close to gone by the time we left there. But yeah, that was really interesting. I never saw that before. And then another one.
And
another one, the guy's hands. It was started during the Breaking the Ungodly Soul Ties, and his hands started shaking, and they was trying to come out of his hands. And so finally Howard said, shake them out, shake your hands, shake, get them things out of there. And it worked, you know. And, golly, that was probably the funnest one so far, because he, maybe halfway through or so, he just started laughing and laughing. He was having such a good time, and, oh, I feel so good, and I'm feeling lighter, and, you know, whatever all he said.
Praise God.
But, yeah, it was pretty awesome to watch how they go each time.
So true how everyone is different. And every case is, we often marvel about that among ourselves with the teams. And I've found ever so often they do run down on a person's hand and they'll start shaking their hand. It's in my hand, they're saying something like that. One thing that works really good is I usually always open the Bible up, have them put their hand in the Bible and just close the Bible on their hand. Mm. And they'll cut right on out. The spirit will leave. They don't like even the physical word. They don't want to hear it, but they don't even like the physical word. It's a nice gift to have handy. I mean, a nice weapon to have handy on these spirits.
Yeah. It's fascinating how that works.
It is
both
fascinating.
Both the word and the physical word.
Yes.
I think the reason why I was, why we were unable to keep that demon manifested was, I think that it kind of realized that Danny's not playing around anymore, you know, because I told Brad to have that warrior angel slice him up. It wasn't long after that, but
yeah,
came out of it.
That's good. Praise God.
Chalk it up to that, too. Yeah. I think Danny's fought harder than any of the other deliverances I've done. He wanted it more than and the rest of them.
That makes it easier, doesn't it, Everett?
Yes, I really like when I can get the head demon up. It's very efficient and usually quicker than working the whole list, especially if somebody's marked about everything on both pages, you know. And I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to get the head demon up. I seem to only get it up in about one out of three or four people. Just because of the sensitivities of each person is different. It's the head demon's there in all of them, but it's the person sometimes just isn't sensitive enough to where they'll come up into a manifestation. So, yeah, to find out any doors that you didn't get closed and roots of any infirmities, that kind of thing, it's really efficient. I had a case on a seizure case. I got the head demon up, and I found out the reason it came in. It actually had to do with bitterness. This girl, she was in high school. Her mom was sitting there watching all this, but she was carrying bitterness and hate toward her ex-boyfriend. And that was how it came in. The demon told me that. I pinned it down. Will you confess what you just told me to be true before the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit? And it admitted yes. And so I called the girl back up and had her ask her about it and had her repent and to forgive her ex-boyfriend. And after she did that, I called the demon back up. And the demon admitted that legal right was now canceled for the seizures. And sure enough, that girl never had another seizure. They had been all over, even the males up in Minnesota. They'd been to the local doctors in Oklahoma City to no avail. So deliverance was the answer.
Wow.
There's so many cases like that all around us. And most people don't have the slightest idea about what to do. So how privileged we are that someone shared with each of us to learn about it. I could have missed it very easily. And someone had to have shared for us to be doing what we are. Amen?
Amen. And I want to read Revelations 12:11.
12:11, and they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony.
Jesus Christ,
and
is God.
That is.
And I have the power from God. Amen. Jesus Christ is God, the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen. And that is that sharing. When you share, you're giving your testimony. When you share and you give that testimony, you're helping someone overcome. Brad, you helped Danny overcome. Everett, you helped most of us overcome, but it was through your testimony.
One way or another.
And it's just awesome. It's absolutely awesome because that's what we're commanded to do.
Yes.
Overcomers. Yep, to be share it and overcome. And
there's a certain number of people that will run with it, and then others will not. But you know, Jesus had the same problem.
Yes, he did.
And some will, some won't. But those that are looking for help, they're looking to learn to help people like this. They're out there just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to share it.
Yeah. Well, there were two people this week. Hopefully, they seemed interested at work, you know. So, God willing, we'll get them down to the office.
And Brad, is Howard set any people free up in Prudhoe Bay?
I'm not sure about that one. I don't think so. All just there in Fairbanks.
It's probably open season at Prudhoe Bay up there at the north end of Alaska.
Oh, I'm sure. All the oil field workers and whatnot. It's needed everywhere.
Amen.
Not for lack of trying.
It is.
He's always spreading the word.
Yeah. Yeah. Howard's a good one. And, you know, given years of sharing and talking like we've been doing here, it will spread out. It's a natural thing that happens. And who knows how many in a given lifetime a person can touch with the days and years remaining in each of us. Think how many you can yet touch. Pretty awesome, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, we're getting towards the end here. We're getting towards the end here to wind up. So, Brad, you got any last words you want to say, or Danny?
I think I covered everything. I wanted to say hi to my folks in California. God bless you.
Awesome. Well, you can also remember out there, everybody, that you don't have to go to Oklahoma City. You don't have to travel all the way to Fairbanks. You can go to deliveranceusa.com, and all the information's there. If you need the book, Doing the New Supernatural Works of Jesus by Pastor Cox, you can call Richard at the office, and he'll get it sent out to you. 307-742-7582. And I believe we ask a $20 offering for it. But just if you need help, get a hold of us, and we will do our best to get someone to you, whether it be if we know someone in the area that can get to you, or we can have someone that can do it through phone or Skype. But if you can't even do that, get the materials and just start doing it yourself, because the words that you speak out in those prayers have power, and the word does perform itself.
Amen. Well, God bless everybody.
God bless you.
God bless you. I hope to meet you someday, Pastor Cox. Are you going to be in the Alaska anytime soon?
Well, no immediate plans. I've been up there 6 times, but it's hunting and fishing. And
I read that.
Who knows? God bless you guys.
All right. God bless you.
Take care.
Well, Pastor Cox, we're about out of time. Ralph, I think we dropped him again, and he's texting me, said he had lost it. He's just going to kind of give up on it. We're about at the end of the program anyway. But, again, my compliments and thanks for the website. I printed out, I think, just about everything there under your ministry tools. and have been reading through it, praying it the last couple days, and excellent tools to help us draw nearer to God. I have felt drawing nearer to God in these prayers and in praying these and in these commands. We have the power. We just have to use it. We do.
Yes.
And He calls on us to do it. So.
Well, thank you, Richard. And many of those are in the book as well.
Yes.
Some of them aren't, but most of them.
Yes, and have been sending books out. We do have the book that was mentioned tonight, folks. It's by Pastor Cox. It's Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. We have it here, and we can send it out to you. And Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. And it is a book, a battle manual, a field guide, all the above that will help you in this. So, well, Pastor
yes.
Cox, Lord bless. We'll go out. I Ralph sent me this song, and I really like it. And it's Luke 10:19.
Luke 10:19.
We'll go
yes.
out with it. All right. God bless.
Major scripture.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
ooh, and to overcome ooh, all the power of the enemy,
ooh, to overcome. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
ooh, and to overcome ooh, all the power of the enemy,
ooh, to overcome.
Nothing will harm you,
nothing
will harm you.